The Associated Press looked at 25 studies over the past 10 years on flossing and found little evidence of its effectiveness. And the government's health agency has removed flossing as a recommended practice. Farmington Hills dentist Dr. Alan Simons says more flossing studies are needed, but after 30 years in practice, his advice to patients hasn't changed.
Maintain oral hygiene with proper brushing and flossing. And if you don't floss, you will be more at risk for bleeding gums, calculus buildup, bone loss, and periodontal disease. The evidence is there.